everyone. You're listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Goldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. We have music from the PBS show Nature Cat and the game Angry Birds coming up, but now we head to the arcade with Wreck-It Ralph. The Disney movie Wreck-It Ralph brings us into the world of arcade games. We meet Ralph, the star of his game Wreck-It Ralph, and Vanellope von Schweetz, a race driver in the game Sugar Rush. And through their adventure, we meet some classic video game characters like the well-known Pac-Man and Sonic the Hedgehog to the lesser-known characters like Dirk the Daring and Peter Pepper, which made this movie so much fun for gamers. We're going to hear a track from the final race in the movie where Vanellope must race against King Candy to win back her kingdom. It's titled Sugar Rush Showdown, which was written by Henry Jackman. It combines the orchestral sounds of the symphony with the electronic sounds of the arcade. We'll be right back. What a perfect track to do some racing to. That was Sugar Rush Showdown from the movie Wreck-It Ralph. It was written by Henry Jackman. This is Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater. From the arcade, we move to the outdoors with the PBS favorite, Nature Cat. A mild-mannered cat while his family is home, Nature Cat springs to action to learn about the outside world. Along with Squeak the Mouse, Daisy the Bunny, and Hal the Dog, they find excitement in learning all about nature. And what better way to learn than by song? Here we have two songs from the show. First, Bioluminescence, which is all about plants and animals that glow. And the next song, That's the Water Cycle, is all about how we get water here on Earth.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, hit me, yeah! Some fungi, bugs, and animals have lights that glow, it's true. Their lights shine bright in colors, red, yellow, green, or blue. The thought of this amazing sight might seem a bit intense, but when you look around at night, you'll see bioluminescence. Bioluminescence means you make your own light. Bioluminescence means you glow when it's dark at night. This may sound a bit absurd and not make a lot of sense, but let me assure you it's for real. Bioluminescence, hey! Bioluminescence, ow! Some animals, they use their light to find a yummy snack. Others, they use their light to stay safe from attack. Some use their shiny light when they wanna find the data. Their glowing, gleaming bodies help them attract a mate. Bioluminescence means you make your own light. Bioluminescence means you glow when it's dark at night. This may sound a bit absurd and I make a lot of sense, but let me assure you it's for real. Bioluminescence, ah! Bioluminescence, hey! Let me assure you it's for real. Bioluminescence, ow!
Evaporation, condensation, precipitation. Evaporation, condensation, precipitation. That's the water cycle ever since the Earth was formed. That's the water cycle where water gets transformed. When water's heating, getting hotter, it will change, just wait. It turns to gas called water vapor. It will evaporate.
Wow, the water changes to vapor? It's invisible? Wow, it must be magic.
Nope, it's evaporation. That's evaporation.
That's evaporation.
Go tell the world, go tell the nation. That's evaporation. Rises and gets cooler, then watch and be aware. The vapor changes back to tiny droplets in the air.
The water changes again.
That's right, from a vapor back to water droplets.
That must be magic.
Nope, that's condensation.
That is condensation. That is condensation.
Broadcast it loud on every station.
That is condensation.
Water droplets, they form clouds up in the sky, you know. Drops get bigger, they start falling as rain or sleet or snow.
Wow, I always thought rain and snow came from magic.
Nope, it's precipitation, just part of this here water cycle. That's precipitation.
That's precipitation.
Since the early days of Earth's creation,
there's been precipitation. That's the water cycle ever since the Earth was formed. That's the water cycle where water gets transformed.
Two rockin' tunes from the PBS show Nature Cat. First, Bioluminescence, and then That's the Water Cycle. They were written by Bill Sherman. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm Marty Coldwater. I have time for one more piece of music for you, and it's from one of the favorite mobile games ever, Angry Birds. What started out as a little mobile phone game has turned into a video game, movie, television, and music empire. It's hard to find anyone who hasn't spent time flinging those birds at those pigs. Here we have an orchestrated version of the main theme from Angry Birds. It's performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra with Andrew Skeet conducting.
Thank you.
I just love the violin in that piece. That was the Angry Birds main theme performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and conducted and arranged by Andrew Skeet. That's just a fun piece. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.